From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. Schubert gets a bad rap for his orchestral stuff. Do you mess with his scores at all?
No, I don't know why.
He's gotten this reputation as being a terrible orchestrator.
I actually don't know why people mess with composer scores at all in a kind of way. I mean, there might be some pieces which are quite long. I wouldn't cut them. I'm also not a kind of extremist in that way. I mean, when I'm doing Bruckner Symphony, I'm doing the later versions because I think it doesn't hurt them that they are slightly... I mean, when we talk about shortened with Bruckner, we mean still 70 minutes, right? So that's still kind of, you know, a nice chunk of music. But... And I think, you know, some composers, when they reworked their works, they did a lot of good things. Maybe they kicked out some really nice things as well, but I think, you know, it has also its good sides. But with a composer like Schubert, I mean, I kind of work with scores, you know, and that's the same with Mozart. If you have a classical score, you need to work with the scores. You cannot just say, well, he writes forte and then 100 bars later he writes piano, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to play forte, boring through for 100 bars, and then we're going to play piano through. You need to work on the phrasing. You need to add some extra dynamics just to bring some things out more, just to kind of, because that's what they would do in his time. He just wouldn't write it because he would perform it either himself or nobody would perform it in Schubert's case, most probably. But I mean, also when you take a Mozart score, I mean, Mozart, it was like a short writing at that time, you know? It's not like Mahler writing every detail in.
As quickly as he was turning things out.
It's a shorthand. It's a shorthand. Just when he knew a place needs to be 40, he would write 40, and then he would just forget to write any dynamics for the next bars, and then he would write a piano. And I think it would go into the totally wrong direction to say, oh, we need to respect the composer. We are not allowed to, you know, do anything with the score. Of course, you need to add things and kind of do phrasing and add some dynamics, crescendo and decrescendo, because they would have done this naturally at that time. So you kind of, you know, I think you would miss the point if you would just follow it to the letter. But to really change things and kind of just say, oh, he didn't know what he was doing. No, I mean, these guys were knowing exactly what they were doing. Maybe they were crazy, but still they knew what they were doing in their own way. So
it's that fine line between insanity and genius.
That's what I mean, absolutely. And I mean, if you want to do something, then write your own music, you know? Why don't, you know, I mean, if you kind of think you know it better, then why don't you just write, you know, your own pieces?
Instead
then you know
of
it better.
Up
then you know it better
else's.
As everybody else. I mean, composing must be cool because then you're the authority on your works.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.